And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Molly Richard, who is the market manager at the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm, and Joe Vadrine, who is a Bayou Operations Specialist over at the Bayou Vermilion District. And they're here to talk about a very special Lafayette Farmers Market that will take place at the Horse Farm this Saturday that will have lots of activities and will have a courier de Mardi Gras. And Joe Vadrine is the capitaine of that courier this coming Saturday, and is going to give a kind of a shout out to anyone who wants to help participate. And also, we'll talk a bit about some of the traditions and what they mean. Now, Molly, I know our listeners have heard you on the program before talking about this market, but can you tell us just a bit about it and the scope of this market that happens every Saturday at the Horse Farm here in Lafayette? Lafayette Central Park is what it will be.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a farmers and artisans market every week at the Horse Farm from 8 to noon on third Saturday. Days we're open until 1, but our vendors include farmers from around Acadiana and Louisiana, as well as local artists and other culinary experts. Basically, you can come and find all different kinds of food from around Louisiana, local, gluten-free, anything, or really sugary sweets, too. Mm-hmm. You have everything, a huge spectrum of food and art every week at the Horse Farm.
And that takes place every week, but you all also focus on culture and musicians, and you try to give, I guess, a platform to different organizations at the market to let them talk about what they do and how they serve the community. And I know that you all are very interested in the sustainable food movement and French immersion. And so you often have other activities that are going on in addition to just your regular market.
Right. Every second Saturday, we have a French Circle and Les Amis, which is a local organization of parents and teachers who support the French Immersion Program in Lafayette Parish, put together a French performance. We have a Cajun jam every week that Christine Balfour organizes for us, and so you can come and play music with really wonderful local musicians every week. And then we also feature presentations by master gardeners and other presentations that are brought to our attention. We've had the UL Museum on the Move, the Mobile History Museum, come and park out at the Horse Farm for people to learn about Louisiana women. And they'll actually be there again this weekend. But yeah, it's a great, hub of community activity.
Yeah, a hub, and you're becoming a real resource. People know that when they go, not only will they be able to pick up some vegetables or jam, but they're going to learn so much about the culture as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, at March 1st, it is Mardi Gras weekend. It's hard for a lot of us to believe that we're already there. What's going to happen? What's going to be going on? And we're going to talk about the courier in just a moment. But what can people expect showing up at 8 o'clock? What's going to be in place and happening?
Yeah. So starting at 8, when our market opens, we'll have our weekly lineup of vendors will be there selling food and wares and products and produce. But we, starting at 9 a.m., we'll actually have pretty good music lineup. Bonsoir Catin will be playing starting at 9. And then at 10:30, Corey Ladey and his Zydeco band will play. And it's free performances. Anybody's welcome to come. Locals and visitors, it's great Cajun and Zydeco music to hear in one morning. Then we'll have the courier.
And before we get to the courier, though, I think there's going to be some Mardi Gras mask decorating.
Yes.
Is that going to take place?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We will have a booth for people to come and decorate Mardi Gras masks and a little bit of information about the different kinds of Mardi Gras masks you can find around Acadiana. So
they'll be all decorated and ready, costumed to participate in the courier.
Correct.
Yes. And I think the Children's Museum is helping out with
that.
They
are, yes.
Okay. So if you don't have your own costume, your own mask, you can learn how to make a mask at the Horse Farm this coming Saturday in the morning. Now, the courier, Joe, you're the capitaine of the Mardi Gras courier. And, you know, it's easy for us to think everyone knows about these customs. They seem to be all around us, and especially after January 6th, you start seeing images and people start throwing around phrases like the courier, which courier are you going to, where are you going for the Mardi Gras? But I think there are a lot of people who may know just the phrases but don't know much about those traditions. And as capitaine of the farmer's market courier, I'm sure sure you've been tasked with knowing a lot of the traditions and the history of the Courier. How long have you participated in country Mardi Gras? What are your earliest memories of going to country Mardi Gras?
Well, growing up, I grew up in Austin or in the Scott area around around where the Anseleys lived. And what we did as children, we had a children's run, and Barry Anseley was our capitaine. And that's what I grew up doing for many years. And then on and on, went to Bazio as a child runner. And then when I got a little bit older, I started going to Mamou with my dad, which our tradition in Mamou is we would do the bandwagon for the run. So we're basically riding around in a chicken coop with a bunch of speakers mounted to it and, you know, exposed to all elements and all things that, you know, happen at Mardi Gras, essentially, you know. So that's been what I've done for years and years. And I've run in Mamou and everything, but really what I do is the music for it. So I've my whole life, you know, I've done the country Mardi Gras.
So it's really in your bones and your blood of the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, permanent injuries and all, yeah.
Frostbite on those cold Mardi Gras. Yeah. So this isn't something you just learned about later in life and you kind of started doing. It's really been a part of your life since, as far as you can remember.
As far as I can remember, yeah.
What is your sense just personally of that tradition, what it feels like to you, before we kind of talk about sort of the history and some of those traditions, but just personally, what were your feelings over the years, and how did your feelings about running this Courier, how did that affect you?
Well, I guess I never thought about that really until just now. As a kid, it was always just fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it was fun. You know, I grew up in the French immersion program as well. So I grew up speaking French, and I was always encouraged to speak French at the Courier de Mardi Gras, no matter what was going on. So whether it was the begging and everything, and, you know, just the whole idea of embracing the whole day. And in the past years, I can't even tell you how long I've run the Mamou run with my dad and everything. But what it is to me that's most important is this camaraderie amongst, really for me, it's musicians. And I've run with I've brought people out to that run to run with me. And it's just awesome and so much fun. And you get together with your friends and your family to put together this day of celebration, essentially, and it's just so much fun. And, you know, for me, the biggest thing is the camaraderie.
Right, and the music is important. We should tell people that your parents are musicians.
Absolutely.
Jane and John Vadrine, and your sister plays music as well. Mm-hmm. So that's very important to the whole family, the musical part of the run as well. And I guess what interests some people, because when you do start talking about the history, the mythology of the Courier, you know, there's a lot of it, as fun as it is, There always seems to be this something very profound and deep about it as well, something almost very ancient. Do you ever get those feelings? I mean, in addition to just being with your friends, or what are those other feelings? You know, you've mentioned that it gets cold sometimes, or what does it ever feel like you're part of some historical long tradition?
Sure.
Do you ever get those moments?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have people asking you questions about it throughout, you know, the Mardi Gras season, and what you do and what the different towns do and what their traditions are. You know, where I run, there's, you know, so many horseback, and then other places they walk, and other places they ride on trailers. So, I mean, everything is different. So, yeah, absolutely. And everything changes from year to year and throughout the decades. So I think it's absolutely being a part of, you know, the history of it, or the making of history of it, essentially. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's interesting how you say change, because so many of our other holidays are often on the same day. But Mardi Gras, because it follows, you know, how Easter changes, it can have wildly varying seasonal weather, and just the feeling of the air and the atmosphere changes completely.
Yeah, I was looking at my Japanese magnolia that happened to bloom this weekend, and I was wondering, you know, when was Mardi Gras? When did that bloom last year? Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that it bloomed after a truck ran it over last year in my yard. So it was different. I didn't know when everything was.
That's part of your Mardi Gras landscape.
Yeah.
Well, and do you ever hear people sort of, generally people will say, oh, Mardi Gras, it's early this year, or it's late this year. Do you ever hear anyone say, it's just right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's never on time.
It's never on time. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Molly Richard, manager of the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm, and Joe Vadreen, who is Bayou Operations Specialist over at the Bayou Vermilion District, and he is the capitan for the Corriere that will take place at the Horse Farm this coming Saturday. A number of people will be participating. Joe will be there. And so tell us, for those people, again, who perhaps have never been to one and are fascinated by the idea of it, kind of give us a little history in a nutshell. What is it all about?
So the Corriere de Mardi Gras is the community coming together on Mardi Gras Day, essentially to make, the goal of the Mardi Gras run is to collect provisions, which is great. You know, that goes with the farmers market very well, to make a gumbo to feed the community. And it's just a day to come together as a community and, you know, celebrate. And I think it's great that we're doing this that Molly and her organization have put together this sort of community within a community. They have all these local producers and artisans that are coming out, and they're providing basically an environment for us to do this. And I think it's going to be a great day. I speak for myself and for the Horse Farm. We want to invite everyone out to come and visit and see and ask questions. I'll be there early in the morning from the start. Hopefully I'll be able to get up that early. The Mardi Gras should be showing up hopefully around 10 o'clock. Mardi Gras show up around 10 o'clock. Feel free to come out and enjoy it.
Well, and that's a nice point you make, that it's a good thing it's at the Horse Farm, because, you know, some of our ancestors, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents would feel very comfortable in a place where people are producing their own food and making their own provisions.
Absolutely.
Canning things and doing things organically like they did. And so it really is bringing it back to the way our ancestors dealt with food.
Sure.
So you're getting your provisions in a very natural, culturally authentic way at the Horse Farm.
And right in the middle of town.
Right in the middle of town. Isn't that amazing?
That's it.
I think my favorite connection between the Horse Farm and this tradition is that the Corriere is also a celebration of the end of winter and kind of like a gearing up for hard work and harvest in the spring. And after an unusually harsh winter for Louisiana farmers, this is just a great celebration of, let's put this behind us and look forward to spring and ready to work hard and harvest and kind of celebrate the end of it.
Yeah, I think everyone's been feeling that. Now, you as and again, a lot of people find it very, we take it for granted when we say the Mardi Gras, like the plural of those people who are running in the Mardi Gras. Talk about those people, who they are, why they're dressed like they're dressed.
Well, the Mardi Gras are just regular people like you and me. You know, they're hardworking. They need to let loose. Mm-hmm. That's the day that they do it. And in these, I'm not from a country town. I'm from Lafayette, but I've experienced a lot of it. You know, they work very, very hard. You see different Mardi Gras from different years, because a lot of them sometimes they're offshore. A lot of them sometimes they're, you know, wherever, military, anything like that. So they work all year, all day long, and then they get Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras for these small rural towns is going to be, you know, your biggest day. They talk about it. I ran into a Mardi Gras from Mamou about 4 months ago, looking at boots on the wall. And I said, "Hey, how you doing? I recognize you from Mamou." He introduced himself. I introduced myself, and he said, "You ready for Mardi Gras?" I said, "No, I'm not thinking about Mardi Gras." But he was.
He was
totally ready for it. But
so,
I mean, it's so important, and it is. I mean, it's a huge day, and it is a great celebration for everybody. And to be a Mardi Gras, to be a part of that. Let's go. Going back to the camaraderie part, everybody's friends on that day.
Right. And after the hard work of winter, the drabness of winter, they wear these incredibly colorful costumes and dance and drink and yell. And it is a big celebration.
Absolutely.
Well, describe those costumes.
Well, the Mardi Gras, you know, your basic costume would be a capuchon, which is a or any kind of hat, really. Just, you know, where I run in Mamou, they say no ball caps. That's it. So what I wore a graduation hat the last time, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, because I was graduating, you know. But that, it's kind of a mockery, you know. It's a mockery of anything, you know. I was mocking basically myself because I was about to graduate college. But so it was great. And but a capuchon normally, and then an outfit with a whole lot of fringe and kind of flair kind of thing. You know, my traditional Mardi Gras costumes that I've always – I can't say I made them myself. My mom made them. just a fringe shirt and full of fringe, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't have enough of that.
Have enough fringe on your shirts.
That's it.
And, you know, it also, sometimes when I say a huge group of Mardi Gras, you can almost imagine that mocking, aping the courtiers of some medieval Renaissance
exactly.
court, you know, looking at all that frippery and velvet and fringe.
And with a huge group of people, you can't understand words at all. So you hear these cries and these mm-hmm. screams, and then, you know, someone falls off a horse or, you know.
More cries.
Yeah, more cries, you know. So it's very interesting. And, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just this dynamic of that passing you by is something else, you know. Yeah. It takes over, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of back to the costume, the other part of the run is the capitaine, which is
what
I'm acting as, you know, on Saturday. And the capitaine is not dressed in a Mardi Gras costume. He's dressed where I've run. He's dressed really nice. He's dressed like almost like the ringleader in the rodeo almost.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
He wears a starched white shirt, really nice blue jeans and cowboy boots, and he's on a great horse, you know, usually better than the Mardi Gras horse, you know, good horse. I'm not going to have a horse, but and he's got his cowboy
horse
hat.
No horse.
Why do we
have a horse?
couldn't line it up, but and he is just this figure, you know. They're always very, you know, upstanding, I guess you could say. They're majestic. I don't know,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
But they're
everyone's.
In charge. They're in charge. So, you know, you demand respect in a way, and it comes through in the way you look. So mm-hmm. they look different and they act different as well. So mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting.
What are you charged with? What are your duties as capitaine?
Well, as capitaine, I guess I'm kind of making up my own duties, but it's control and order to a certain extent, mm-hmm, but you mm-hmm. still got to let them have fun. Mm-hmm. So, I'll lay it down wherever it comes, you know.
Being a danger to themselves,
yeah,
or other people.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
mm-hmm. Well, hopefully that won't happen at the horse farm.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're going to have your crew. About how many people are going to be in the courier?
Not sure. Trying to make it grow. So okay. we have the Franco-Jean organization, which mm-hmm. is a, you know, French-speaking, mostly young people, I'm sure, you know, mm-hmm. that meet at the Blue Moon Saloon for the happy hour from 5 to 7. And I'm kind of doing a call out right now to any Mardi Gras that are interested in running, that are listening right now, to come out to that meeting on Wednesday from 5 to 7. We're going to have a short meeting. We're going to use it as our Mardi Gras meeting. And I'll tell the Mardi Gras at that time how we should behave, how we should dress, mm-hmm. and, you know, just how the day is going to go. And, you know, it's all going to be fun. It's not too serious. It's a first time that we're doing this, so it is a learning experience, all, you know. So we'll
could,
see how it
could
goes.
Be the start of a tradition there
we'll
at the horse
see.
Farm.
We'll
so Wednesday at what time?
5 to 7.
Five
so
to
within
seven.
You know that time period, mm-hmm. we'll see.
Now I know that that's kind of a French immersion time. The Franco-Jeans parlant français.
It is.
There may be some people who want to show up for the courier who might not speak. Will there be someone who can translate for them?
Absolutely,
okay.
absolutely. So part of the tradition is language. Mm-hmm. So we are going to try and do as much as possible in French on the day of the run, mm-hmm. and of course at the meeting for the Franco-Jeans.
Right.
But anybody is welcome.
All right. So anyone interested in being part of the courier at the horse farm this coming Saturday, you can meet up this Wednesday at the Blue Moon and get your instructions from your capitaine, Joe Vidrine, here. And the courier will go at 11:30 at the horse farm on Saturday. So you have a chance to do all the other wonderful things at the horse farm, the market, and hear the music. And then the courier will take off. And so where are y'all going to take off from, Joe, and what are y'all going to do?
Well, I'm sure we're going to take off just from the main area of the run, and there's a couple of stops just within the horse farm that we'll either walk or take a truck ride. I'm sure we'll probably walk because it'll probably be muddy. But just around the area, just a couple of booths, and we'll stop and we'll beg and we'll sing and we'll dance.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You never know.
Give people an opportunity to see what it's all about if they can't make it out to the prairies on Mardi Gras Day. So everyone is invited to the horse farm on Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, I don't know if you mentioned it a little while ago, but that this is a benefit. All proceeds will go to help Les Amis.
Right.
De l'immersion. And so if the Mardi Gras beg from you, if they gain a little something from you, that will go to Les Amis.
Correct. Okay. So in some traditions, nickels are what people usually hand out. Mardi Gras will beg for change. And so whatever change is collected from market goers or the hosts that we have stationed out at the horse farm, all of that money will go to benefit Les Amis.
Okay,
and
it's not going for a beer. It's going for Les Amis.
Right. 20s, 50s, and 100s are change as well.
So maybe people will feel generous toward the Mardi Gras this Saturday at the horse farm. Anything else we should know about what's going on? I know the children's parade is coming in that area, so the market will stay open a little. Not the vendors, but the horse farm will stay open later.
Right. The children's parade should turn at the corner of Johnston and South College, right there by the horse farm, around 1:30. It starts at 12:30 downtown. And so we'll have the horse farm open for people to spend their time before they walk over to the parade route. Won't kick anybody out on Mardi Gras.
Okay. And there will be some great music earlier. Are you going to have some musicians within the courier itself?
Yeah. We'll have some guys following along. So.
Okay. So the full experience.
Something like it.
Okay.
As close as we can get.
Okay. And you have your Capitaine Duds all ready to go?
I mean, no. Of course, that has to be last minute. But my mom is working on a beautiful cape for me right now. So looking forward to it.
All right. So, that's what I always think of when I think of Capitaine, that beautiful cape.
Yeah, it's a big part.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. And there'll be some photo ops. Great, great photos to take and show your family that you went to a real courier.
There you go.
If you are just tuning in, we are talking about the Courier de Mardi Gras at the market this Saturday. My guests are Molly Richard, who is the market manager of the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm. Joe Vadrine is the capitaine for the courier. He is also the Bayou Operations Specialist over at Bayou Vermilion District and does a fabulous job keeping that clean. And I would say it's a real treat to see your photographs, Joe, of to get a little peek into what you all do on that river. It's
Thank you. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
And I know everyone's hoping that you do publish a book of those little dolls.
We'll see. Yeah.
That you find along the river. Well, thank you both for your work on this and everything else you're involved with. So Courier de Mardi Gras this Saturday, it will start at 11:30. But if you are interested in joining them at the Blue Moon this Wednesday, where the Francojeans are meeting. And what time is that again?
That's 5 to 7. And you can show, you don't have to come to the meeting to be in the run. You can come the day of. Okay. I'm going to get together with the Mardi Gras one more time. And, it's real laid back. Just come out and have fun.
So if you do want to be a Mardi Gras on Saturday, show up at what time?
10? Probably around 10, yeah. Okay. Mask, traditional costume, try and be as traditional as possible.
All right, wonderful. Right in the center of Lafayette, the heart of the Hub City. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judith, for having us.